I like Kendrick Lamar because I want to be on the right side of things. I like, no, I do. I think he's better than, I just do. I think he's black. That's A, that makes him superior. B, Macklemore, I'm shitting around. I'm fucking around. I'm shitting and I'm fucking around. No, I just like him better. All right, so hi, how are you guys doing? Let's take a look at some of this news here this morning. Now, you can see.
Oh, there it is. Scotland could have been like Denmark. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to read the article, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would have to read the article, General.
Yeah, that stands to reason.
But does it stand to reason? I'm very grateful that I have so many intelligent people here.
Come on, all we do is say you gotta read the article and figure it out.
Could you say that again, please, Robert? Because it sounds as if this morning you have, once again, large curd cottage cheese. Not regular, but large curd.
What do you mean large curd?
I didn't say, do I have to put up with that?
All right, he can't hear you, Margaret, okay? Large curd, bud. You know what that means?
No.
Large curd, I'll do it. Large curd, forget it.
Large curd, you know how cottage cheese is lumpy?
Yeah.
And there's little tiny lumps of cottage cheese? Well, large curd is its larger lumps of cottage cheese.
God damn.
Well, you put it like that, Henry. I don't want to go near another bowl of cottage cheese as long as God allows me to live. God. Ah, God.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good, and I like cottage cheese, too.
I think there's far too much talk of cottage cheese in this show. All right. Scotland could have been like Denmark, but instead stays. All right, let's see. We're going to print this one off. Let's see what they have to say here. As we do these things, yeah.
I can feel the changes. I can feel the vibrations going around.
Okay.
Bitch, don't feel my leg. Bitch, don't feel my leg.
America, America. Let's see what we have, okay? Let's see what's up.
The total number of votes cast in relation to each answer to the referendum question in this area are as follows. Yes, 71,337. No, 108,606.
Listen with you, the bunny bunny accent there.
For yes, 123,927 votes. No, 194,000.
I can feel the changes. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
How about some average white band or some shit like that, huh? Well, there you go. So, I don't know, that's some video there from Glasgow, from Edinburgh, to find out whether the Scots decided they want to stay or whether they want to go. Doesn't matter a fuck to me. I could give a fuck. I don't give a fuck whether they stay or not. But there they are. Now, why do I think, and this is very, very, obviously, this is a man here. You see this chap in the front, you know, good-looking guy there. He's got his tie. He's a working guy, you know, business guy. And in other words, what I'm saying is the people look a little bit older and a little more middle class, shall we say. Aha! And the no vote obviously representing, I think, and I'm not just basing this on the looks of the people. I'm basing it on the arguments, specifically economic arguments, having to do with this here vote. And that's just so very interesting, isn't it? So very, very interesting. So there you have. I'm voting no, and I'm voting yes, and I'm doing all this shit. I don't know. I'm going to tell you guys right now that there's a lot of stuff involved in doing a live webcast, and it is absolutely one of my goals to be able to live webcast, that is to webcast live. I want to call it broadcast, but broadcast is technically terrestrial radio. Well, yeah, terrestrial radio, and you are broadly casting your program content. Look at the pair on this. Well, never mind. I'm sorry. They're going to put a woman here on Fox Business News with a pair of tits on her like this? I'm not allowed to say nothing? She's a brunette. They've got her in a tight blue. I'd like to show her to you, but I was going to say show it to you, but, well, yeah, I'd like to show it. Stuart Varney, what a, you know.
Well, that's Dizzy right there. This guy's Stuart Varney. I can tell looking at him.
Oh, he's an old pervert from way back.
What do you mean he's an old pervert? So Stuart Varney is talking to this young lady with the tight T-shirt, and they're talking all kinds of shit. I don't know what they're talking about. Alibaba. Fuck Alibaba. Expected to open in the 92. Alibaba is the Chinese Google. It was started by a Chinese entrepreneur. And this guy has got more goddamn money than Carter's got little liver pills. By the way, the guy started out as a school teacher in China and had an idea for much the same thing that we have here in the United States. Alibaba, is that Google, or is it a Google-type search engine, or is it a Facebook-type of social media thing? I don't know. But in any event, it's opening up at $93 a share. And I'll tell you something else. If it was a Facebook-type social media outfit, man, they open up at a hell of a lot goddamn more money than fucking Google do, huh? Google open up like 23 a share, these motherfuckers. Check this shit out, man.
What?
I'll tell you right now, this nigga here. No, I'm sorry. Not even doing satire, I'm not allowed to do it. I can't say the N-word. Let me tell you about this nigga from China. These Chinese niggas. That nigga, you know that Zuckerberg nigga, that nigga opened up at $23 a share. Not this nigga from China. Fucking Alibaba, man. Bullshit. Alibaba opened at $92 a share. Number one in the AP college football poll, Florida State. Oregon number two, Alabama three, Oklahoma four. And the Auburn Tigers are fifth. Coming in sixth place there, Texas A&M. Baylor is seventh, LSU is eight. Notre Dame, nine. And Ole Miss is 10. All right. I can feel the changes. I can feel the hand going up my leg. I can feel the phantom hand.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't do that thing.
I can feel the changes. I can feel phantom hand creeping up my leg.
One, two. Oh, man, I'll tell you so. That's the whole thing there with Scotland, huh? Maybe we got to get a little bit more of that bonny Scottish accent going, eh? What do you think?
Let's see.
There's a lot of stuff here, man. There's a lot of video that we have this morning for you from the...
Good morning.
Good morning.
The people of Scotland have spoken.
Yes, they have.
And it is a clear result.
Goddamn right.
They have kept our country...
Jolly good.
To prove a point about internet speeds, we slowed down and up escalated.
This is crazy.
You're a cunt.
I don't get it. This
you're a lousy cunt. We'll be right back with our video here in a moment. Got to do all this shit.
This comes with Speed Match. Upload speeds as fast as your download.
You're a cunt.
Good morning. The people of Scotland have spoken.
I walked in front of them
and
once.
And it is a clear result. They have kept our country of four nations together.
Four?
And like millions of other people, I am delighted. As I said during the campaign, it would have broken my heart to see our United Kingdom come to an end. But also around the world. So now it is time for our United Kingdom to come together and to move forward.
Jolly good.
A vital part of that will be a balanced settlement. Fair to people in Scotland. And importantly, to everyone in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland as well.
Northern, I don't know.
And it was right that we respected the SNP's majority in Holyrood and gave the Scottish people their right to have their say. Let us also remember...
Why can't Northern
why
Ireland
right
do that?
To ask the definitive question, yes or no. Because now the debate has been settled for a generation. The United Kingdom. And I wanted...
Well, how come Northern Ireland can't do that? I guess they could, but I guess it's too goddamn highly charged to have an election. In other words, there'd be just, oh, Christ. Can you imagine that? Even though I know Northern Ireland is chilled down a little bit and everything is good, you know, everything's chilled, it's still very explosive there, man. If they had if they try to have an election, well, maybe they should, I don't know. They should do that. It's weird to me that they call it a nation of four countries, because Northern Ireland to me is not... I don't know. It's, you know, it seems kind of fucked up, you know. And I get it. I understand that the Protestants and the people and the thing and the Unionists and the Loyalists and the Ulsterists and the da 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 dee dee, and it's that important. I saw a thing called the Troubles, And I just want to say one thing, okay? Because I respect the British big time, the English, you know, the UK-ish. But I saw this thing on originally on YouTube, and I actually got a hold of the entire documentary. It's called The Troubles, and I'm sure a lot of you are aware of it, and some of you may not. If you want to know, if you want to see an absolutely fucking riveting documentary that traces the history of the Northern Ireland's hellish, torturous struggle for peace from the late 1960s, when the initial modern era of so-called The Troubles began, right up through, through the 70s pretty much, and into the early 80s, I think. You should see this documentary called The Troubles. Now, one of the things that happened at the very beginning, man, the Irish Catholic enclave in Northern Ireland in Belfast was constantly sort of being harassed a little bit by the, and I'm not putting down, please understand, not putting down the Protestants in Northern Ireland, but they had this annual parade. And I don't know what the name of this motherfucking parade was, but it was a parade that the Protestants would hold, and they would very loudly parade by the Irish Catholic section of Belfast, very loudly banging their drums, blowing their horns, having this band, and really kind of pissing people off. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say you are in a situation that may not be the most comfortable for you, and, you know, we'll try to make it better. And it's another thing to say, ha ha, you're here, fuck you, we're in the majority, you know. So it caused an outbreak of violent action there. I think it was 1968. And that, I think, was the very first spark of this modern period. Okay, so it got so fucking bad that in come the British troops. Now, the British troops, when they first came to Northern Ireland, were welcomed by the Irish by the Catholics. They were welcomed. They were, oh, God, thank God, we have here comes the British, the troops, to protect us, because they really felt harassed. The Catholics in these areas of Northern Ireland, particularly in Belfast and other places, Derry, Londonderry. I don't know the cities, but, you know, and so they dug it, man, and they even went so far as to, when the British were setting up their roadblocks and their different man and gunned positions, they brought them tea, they brought them food, they brought them whatever they needed. In other words, they welcomed them to the neighborhood the way many of us in our times have welcomed others to our neighborhoods when we needed, you know, help, rescue workers, etc., right? And they would talk to them. They'd say, well, thank you for being here. We're so happy that you're here. And the British soldiers were, you know, very, very gracious to them. But something happened, man, and I really believe that it started, like a lot of problems, it started right on the street level, man. The the Catholic people there in Northern Ireland were entreating these British soldiers to set their roadblocks up at different spots. One man, there's a very, I feel so bad for this guy, he's asking the British soldiers, if you guys would move your roadblock to the end of this street here, it would be better, because this is where they come from. And the British soldier there is nodding his head and staring at this guy, not saying a fucking word, just nodding, and everything about this guy's body language says, fuck off. He's smiling, he's nodding, but you know, when you're smiling and you're nodding and you're staring directly at somebody and you're not responding to what they're saying, that basically says, fuck you. There's no other way and that's what he was doing. And you could see this man sort of withdraw from this guy, and I looked at this, and I thought, to be fair, the documentary made a point of it as well. So it wasn't like Phil Hendry's some genius said, "Whoa, look at that." They pointed it out, that the relationship between the people that had been so good between the Catholics and the British troops had started to deteriorate. And I put that on the soldiers. I'm sorry, I put it on the soldiers, because, you know, they're soldiers. And they're not, you know, they're not ambassadors, and they're not elected, you know, these guys are not fucking welcome wagon people, you know, they're soldiers. But still, man, if you're walking the streets of a neighborhood, just like a cop, somebody's got to give them a little bit of training and a little bit of instruction on how to deal with a civilian populace, especially when they're your countrymen. I mean, technically, these are your countrymen. This is Northern Ireland. This is a part of the United Kingdom. Well, it was really sad to see, because you could see gradually the people in that neighborhood withdraw from the soldiers, and they withdrew from their these warm moments that they would have. These, you know, they would hug and squeeze each other's asses. I'm kidding. I'm, you know, that's terrible. I shouldn't joke around. But and they withdrew, and then of course. You know, what happened, happened. And one of the things that sort of sealed the fucking fate of the relationship between the British Army and the civilian Catholic population in Northern Ireland was Bloody Sunday. And Bloody Sunday, you'll just have to look up, because I'm not going to get into a whole description of it. The first Bloody Sunday in the early 70s, 72? 71? 73. I'm sorry, 72? I remember it, though. I don't remember the year, but I remember the event very clearly. It was a one of those things that, you know, I was in high school when the initial problems began in Northern Ireland, and it was one of those things like anything else, especially growing up when I did, it was like, wow, that's way fucking far away from my shit. I got a party to go to tonight. All I need is one fucking dollar. In those days, all you needed was $1 for a pack of Marlboro cigarettes and a bottle of Ripple wine. That's how we got, you know, our laughs. I don't know about the rest of you guys nowadays, you know, whatever. And I don't want to know, but, well, I mean, legally, that's how we got our laughs. The other shit, you know, if you got... I'd have to scrounge up a dollar. If I scrounged up a dollar, my ass was fucking set for the night. I had a pack of smokes, and I had a bottle of Ripple red wine, and I'd walk around all night drinking this shit and hanging out with my friends. Wherever they went, I went. Somebody else drive, man, I'm just drinking my wine and smoking my cigs. But nothing else bothered me, you know. And when Bloody Sunday happened, that it was one of those things that sort of jumped off the front page of the paper. I mean, it literally was a front page fucking thing. You know, such and such number of people killed. Protest turns violent. You know, British soldiers open up on the people, this and that. You're like, shit. You know, there's photographs of soldiers running through the streets and people running. That was fucked up. And you have to. And that was so fucked up that a member of the of the British Parliament, God damn it! It was a Devlin. I get the two fucking Bernadettes mixed up. The one here in the United States that's married to William Ayers, and the one in Northern Ireland, Devlin. I'm a real dummy. I believe it's Devlin. And Bernadette Devlin physically assaulted this British member of this. I think he was another member of Northern Ireland's, you know, body of delegates, if you will, to the British House of Commons. I think he was another Northern Ireland MP, member of Parliament. And she physically assaulted. That's the next day after this shit happened. They were giving their speeches, as politicians do, and she was just fucking flipped out. And I gotta find that, man. I'm gonna show that to your asses. These are the things. See, I can negotiate. I will show you shit. Here it is here. Bernadette. It was Bernadette Devlin. Bernadette Devlin was her name. Where's the fucking punch, motherfucker? I want the punch, bitch. I want the punch.
Mr. Devlin, there's a suggestion today from Belfast that joint army police patrols are now a possibility. What's your reaction to that?
The reaction here is that, in the first place, there aren't going to be any military patrols with or without the police inside this area. Those boys are all right where they are. There aren't going to be any military police controls on the barricades either. Yeah, we've got to keep the police out of here, and we don't want to see the face of a policeman ever again inside here. We don't want to be able to see them from the barricades either. The army was called in here because the police couldn't do its job. Now, it's quite all right for Major Chichester Clark to keep whinging and yapping about the army being here to assist the police and the B specials. The simple fact of the matter is that Major Chichester Clark called up his private army, the B specials. Harold Wilson took it as a snub and sent in his army, the British Army. And we are not having the army and the police working together on the outskirts of this area. The army are doing the job very well out there without the help of the police, and they could do it a lot better.
You hear what she's saying? Oh, I'm sorry.
The police, and we're not tolerating the police.
Hear that?
What's your reaction to Chichester Clark's...
So this is before Bloody Sunday. This is right what I was telling you about.
Chichester Clark gave a lot of 99.9% yesterday of who wanted what. And he's been doing it for a long time, but it is quite obvious that Major Chichester Clark does not fall into the 99.9% who want peace. If he was interested in peace or justice or anything else, he would accept the fact that it is as British to be ruled from Westminster as it is to be ruled from Stormont. Therefore, he would stop whinging about Ulster is British, so we hang on to Stormont. He is interested in the power of Major Chichester Clark and the power of the Ulster government.
Okay, I don't know who Major Chichester Clark is, but that's Bernadette Devlin. She's a badass, was a badass chick, still is a badass chick, wherever she is. Bless her heart. And it said here, the punch. I want to show you this. God damn it. So that's from the Peerless. Did you hear what she was saying about the police? About the soldiers? She says, the British soldiers are doing the job. That's when they wanted the soldiers. She says, we don't want to see one cop. We don't want to see the special bees, which were a group of cops that were sort of a special forces that had suspicious... ideologic ties. I don't know if they were official, or they probably were official, but nobody in Northern Ireland trusted them. Now, I want to see this goddamn punch, man. Here's the March 2013. What? Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Where the fuck? Where's the fucking fight, man? Bernadette Devlin punch. I want to show you this. I want to show you this bullshit, man. Bitch, don't kill my vibe! Bitch, don't kill my vibe! Mirror of the story, Bernadette. Oh, fuck. She punched out some guy. Let's put this parliament. Let me see if we find it. Maybe it'll just, Well, are you trying to tell
me? And he would be quite prepared to fight the British Army to keep up with me. Message via his private secretary to say the
Anyway, that Bernadette Devlin was nobody to fuck with. That's for goddamn sure. And she, maybe they pulled it, man. I don't know. I wish. I certainly hope they didn't, because. I'm not saying that they're necessarily going to show you the fight, but, Well, definitely go and see all you can on Bernadette Devlin. Bernadette Dorn is the one who was the, who was with the Weather Underground. See all there is to see on Bernadette. Now, that's a tough, tough woman, and she was a, you know, you could tell she fought hard for her people, and she was not liked by a lot of people, and she was beloved of other people, you know, I mean, but she, right there, they're talking about Bogside, which is a part of Belfast that's predominantly Catholic, and the British troops are there. And you can hear what she said. The British troops are doing the job. We don't want to see one cop, and we don't want cops working with the soldiers. The soldiers are the soldiers, you know. And the British Army is the British Army, and that's who we want. And we don't want any of that other bullshit. And just keep that shit the fuck away from me-he. Me-he. All right.
Well, I don't exactly understand. You were doing a film. I think it's fascinating when you do hear historical retrospectives.
Now, hold on.
Wait a minute, General. But you're talking about the Irish.
Yeah, that's not the same one, even though they had the same dress.
What do you mean the same dress, ma'am?
They wore a kilt.
Now, let's not get hung up on who wore kilts, all right? All right, we're getting ready. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. Stand by.
Roger McCann, Tom Pant.
Stand by. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. Shit, man. God damn it. That's now I'm all like, now as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to watch everything I can get my hands on about Northern Ireland because I want to find this. I saw the speech. I saw the speech and I heard the argument. I don't think I saw a punch, but she did throw a punch or a slap at this guy. And it was the morning after Bloody Sunday. It was horrific. It was horrible. The feelings in the country were running sky high. People wanted, you know, they couldn't get enough. They wanted to kick somebody's ass. Man, they wanted to kick some ass. The army fucked up bad. It was a fuck up. It was a fuck up. And that was Bloody Sunday. Then there was the IRA and their fuck ups. There was one in particular. One incident in particular where they have one day in particular, which will long live in the annals of terrorism, really, when they set a series of bombs, placed a series of bombs throughout the city and did not have time enough to warn civilians away from the areas. The IRA like to say that they only attacked combatants, police, soldiers, specific targets that were political, but they did not harm civilians. On that day, they harmed civilians. On that day, they killed a number of people because these bombs were badly timed. Individuals that were assigned by the IRA to get these bombs in place didn't have the time to do it. The traffic was bad that day. Nobody had the brains within the IRA to, or the communication ability to get to these other, to get to these guys and tell them stop, you know, abort the operation, whatever, because we can't be sure that you're not going to kill civilians. They went ahead, just parked their fucking cars, got out and walked, and these cars were wired with explosives. So it wound up killing a lot of innocent people, and it wound up turning a lot of people away from the Irish Republican Army. As much as Bloody Sunday recruited, and that was the thing about Bloody Sunday. The Irish politicians said the next day, you have just given the IRA the greatest recruiting film they could possibly, you've just done it. You just did, you know, fuck it. You ain't going to convince anybody now, motherfuckers. Because what you just did is you just gave them every fucking reason, man, to, you've given a young Irish man who wants to go out and kick some fucking ass, kick some British ass, you just gave him all the fucking reason he needs. So that was that. And there's a lot of other stories. You should read about Bobby Sands. Read about Bobby Sands, who died of a hunger strike in... what the hell's wrong with this?
I can feel the changes.
Why is this not working? Maybe we gotta...
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
All right, let's get our traffic set, and then that's all we need, man, really.
Hey, let me ask you, what is this bitch don't kill my vibe? What the fuck are you guys...
Would you watch your language, General? I know that it's gotten so loose around here, I'm getting tired of this F word.
You know, Margaret's got a point, General.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm military. We use that... Man, you tell me I can't swear, you might as well say to me that I can't fuck either.
All right, if I hear that word one more time...
All right, hold on. General, I believe I'm with Margaret on this, okay? Let's just clean it up.
Yeah, okay there. Padre Henry, whoa, man.
God, man, when you lose your pair of balls, Mr. Henry?
My pair of what? All right, folks, it is time, so here we go. And a very pleasant good morning to all of you from all of me, every bit of me,
all of me. Hey, why not grab all of it?
Oh, you see, that's you butchering a beautiful song.
How does it go again?
You know that song, General. All of me.
Oh, yeah. It says, why not take all of me? Yeah, can't you see?
But it...
Just shut up. Let's hold on. Everybody, hold on, because we have to get into the show, and then we can start singing songs or whatever it is we want to do. Welcome. Good morning. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.